title of tonight's message is Vessels of Honor and Dishonor. Turn with me over to Isaiah 64, verse 8. Again, that's Isaiah chapter 64 and verse 8. But now, O Lord, thou art our Father, we are the clay, and thou art potter, and we all are the work of thy hand. The Lord is the potter, and we are the clay. Turn with me over to Genesis chapter 2 and verse 7. Genesis 2, 7 reads, And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. What a beautiful thing here to think about. We're the work of our Lord's hands. We're the dust of the earth, and the Lord is the potter that breathed life into us and made us a living soul. He's at work molding us into his image. Just like the clay needs to be kneaded and needs to be worked with the lumps out of it and the air pockets and the imperfections, the Lord is in control, just like the potter controls the speed of the potter's wheel. The Lord is shaping us and forming us. It's a comforting thing to know that we are in the hands of an almighty God. He knows how many times we need to go into the kiln and at what temperature, what trials we need to go through that will make us stronger, just like the clay gets stronger when it goes through the fire. The Lord's goal is to get us to the point where we are the strength we need to be at, and He can put that last final coat of paint on us, which I would say would be our eternal glorified body, and we can be a vessel of honor in His eyes. Turn with me over to Romans chapter 9, 21 through 23. And that's Romans 9, 21 through 23. Hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? What if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction? And that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had afore prepared unto glory. We see here, brothers and sisters, the Lord has power over his clay to make some of honor and some of dishonor. Let us not choose the path of destruction, but choose the path of glory and be vessels of honor in the eyes of the Almighty God. Turn with me over to 2 Timothy 2, 19 through 24. 2 Timothy 2:19-24 This is actually the set of scripture that the Lord laid on my heart that inspired the message tonight. That's 2 Timothy 2, 19 through 24. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. The Lord knoweth them that are his. And let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strifes. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient. Let's focus on verse 19, where it says, "Let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity." What is iniquity, you might ask? The definition is gross injustice or wickedness, a violation of right or duty, wicked act or sin. To simplify it, iniquity is sin. The Lord hates sin, we know. From Romans 6:23, we can turn there. Romans 6:23 reads, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." So praise God for that, is that He made a way for us to have eternal life through Jesus Christ. It's impossible to be completely sinless in these earthly vessels, but all of us can strive to sin less in our daily walk. But praise God, He made a way of forgiveness of our sins through the death, burial, and resurrection on the third day of our Lord Jesus. We can turn back now to 2 Timothy 2, 20 through 21. Read, "But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work." Let us purge ourselves from iniquity so we can be a vessel of honor and not dishonor. We only have so much time in this world for the Lord to prepare us and mold us and form us into His vessel, to prepare us for the world to come. The Lord will pour out His Spirit into us if we are a clean vessel, ready for the Master's use. When you're searching through the cupboard for a dish to use and you pull out a crusty, dirty one from that the dishwasher didn't clean, would you use it? I wouldn't. I'd just put it back on the shelf, personally. But don't tell my wife that. So, God has many vessels He can use. Don't miss out on something the Lord can use you for because of unrepentant sin. Let us be that vessel of honor ready for the Master's use. The Lord says here, "We will be prepared unto every good work." Let's turn over to John 14, 12 through 17. Yes, John 14, 12 through 17. Jesus speaking here. Verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto the Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. So we can see, because Jesus went to the right hand of the Father, He sent us the Comforter, the Holy Ghost, that dwells with us and in us. And if anyone be here tonight that has not been born again, call out to the Lord, ask Him to forgive your sins, and come into your heart, and send you the Comforter to guide you into all truth. Jesus says, greater works will we do than He did. And Jesus did some miraculous things. Brothers and sisters, we need to be ready for what God wants to do in the last days before the return of our Lord Jesus. will rule the earth with a rod of iron for 1,000 years during the millennial reign. Jesus will give his vessels of honor the same authority he was given. Turn with me over to Revelation chapter 2 and chapter 20. We'll start with Revelation 2, 24 through 28. Revelation 2, 24 through 28 reads, "But unto you I say, and unto the rest in Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden, but that which ye have already, hold fast till I come. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. And I will give him the morning star. He that hath an ear, let him hear that the let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." In Revelation 20:4 through 5, "And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads, for in their hands, or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. To the overcomers God will give power over the nations. So as this world grows darker, the Lord's vessels of honor will shine brighter and brighter. We need to share the hope we have with the lost that are right now scared and confused. The devil is hard at work right now, deceiving the world with a pharmakia that's straight out of the pits of hell that everyone thinks will save them, but truly only God will save them, not man. The devil has had 6,000 years to figure out how to distract man and make sin just the normal in the world. But Jesus says, "Hold fast till I come, and he that overcometh and keep my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations." Praise God for that. Amen. Turn with me over to 2 Corinthians 4, 3 through 7. 2 Corinthians 4, 3 through 7. "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. So all glory goes to God for working through our earthen vessels. Let our light shine to the world, church. Maybe God wants you to give a gospel tract to that person at the gas pump next to you as you're pumping gas, or to pray for your neighbor or coworker or someone that God puts in your path in your daily walk. Let our light shine, church. It's not over until Jesus comes back. And as Luke 10:2 says, the harvest is truly great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into the harvest." We can take great comfort in Matthew 16 and Isaiah 54. We can turn to Matthew 16, 16 through 19 first. Matthew 16, 16 through 19. And it reads there, "And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." In Isaiah 54, 17, Isaiah 54, 17, "No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord." Praise God. "The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper." Amen. We can turn back now to 2 Timothy 2. Verse 22 reads, "Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart." We can see the fruits of the Spirit are important to be a vessel of honor. So let's turn over to Galatians 5, 22 through 26. Galatians 5, 22 through 26. "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another." So praise God, there's no law against any of these. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. If we call ourselves Christian, we should have all of these flowing out of us. We should be able to see these fruits and know there's some people, other people should be able to see these fruits and know there's something different about us to be a vessel of honor. Let's stay in Galatians and back up to verses 19 through 21. The works of the flesh. That's Galatians 5, 19 through 21. "But the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God." So if we call ourselves Christians, we need to not have these works of the flesh in our life: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murder, drunkenness, revelings, unrepented would be the loss of our eternal life in God's kingdom and would land us in hell. Repent and seek after the fruits of the Spirit that make your heart pure. Matthew 5:8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Let's turn over. It's easy to just kind of blow through the lust of the flesh, so I did look up the definition of all of them, and it kind of helps put a little more into all of them. Adultery, cheating on your spouse, fornication, sex with someone that you're not married to, uncleanness, this has an internal and an external factor, just like a vessel has an internal and external part. Things that turn over your mind away from righteousness. Being clean means being holy. And we can turn over to 1 Corinthians 6:20. Well, we'll go 19 and 20. What, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. And 1 Corinthians 3:17 also. 3 verse 17 says, if any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Physical cleanliness is also important. So inside cleanliness, mentally, and exterior. Lasciviousness is lustful, lacking legal or moral restraints, disregarding sexual restraints, idolatry, extreme admiration, love or reverence for something, and this can be anything that we put before God, witchcraft, the practice of magic, hatred, an extreme dislike or disgust, variance, law alteration, or something formally laid in writing, any alteration or change of condition, difference that produces dispute, controversy, disagreement, or discord, emulations, effort to match or surpass a person or achievement, wrath, great anger, desire to punish someone, strife, angry or bitter disagreement over fundamental issues, seditions, conduct or speech inciting people to rebel against authority. That happened a lot in 2020 and still going on. Adherence to a religious opinion, heresies, adherence to a religious opinion contrary to the Bible, envyings, feeling of discontent or resentment, desire for possessions of others, murder, premeditated killing, drunkenness, a state of being intoxicated, revelings, letting loose, going wild, wild parties, excessive and boisterous intemperance, and lustful indulgence. And these would all be works of a vessel of dishonor. We can turn over to 1 Corinthians 6:19. And we'll read this again. What, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Let us not defile our temple with the lust of the flesh and be a vessel of dishonor, but rather bear the fruits of the Spirit and be a vessel of honor, fit for the Holy Ghost to dwell in us. Turn with me to Matthew 25, starting in verse 1. Matthew 25, This is the parable of the 10 virgins, Matthew 25. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with them to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterwards came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. So we need to have our vessels full of oil. The oil here is the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit needs a vessel of honor to dwell in. Be like the 5 wise virgins, always ready for when the bridegroom comes. For we know neither the day nor the hour when the Son of Man cometh. You can turn back to 2 Timothy 2 again, 23 through 24. Foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strifes. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach and patient. So we see we need to not strive with people or war with them or argue with them, but be gentle and patient, just like our Heavenly Father is with us. I want to finish up with in 1 Peter chapter 3. Again, that's 1 Peter 3. And we're going to continue through chapter 4 to verse 8. So starting in 1 Peter 3 and verse 15. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. For it is better if the will of God be so, that ye suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison, which sometime were disobedient, when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was a preparing, wherein few, that is, 8 souls, were saved by water. The like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who is gone unto heaven and is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him. For as much then as Christ hath suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind, for he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lusts of men, but to the will of God. For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles when we walked in lasciviousness, lust, excess of wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries, wherein they think it strange that ye run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you. Who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead? For this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. And above all things have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. So brothers and sisters, let us strive to be the prized vessels of honor for the Lord, that he's not going to put back on the shelf or pass over because we have too dirty of a vessel to use, but be the vessel he can pour his Holy Spirit into and work through us and do greater works than Jesus. Bear all the fruit of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Sanctify the Lord in our hearts always, ready to give an answer to every man who asks about the hope we have with gentleness, meekness, and patience. And above all things, have fervent love among ourselves, for love shall cover the multitude of sins. And that's the end of my message. I don't know if anybody wants to sing a song to finish up, or I can pray.
We do a happy birthday first.
I'll sing one more song that I think is appropriate.
That was amazing. That was
sorry I didn't bring my Bible, but I think my fingers would have got tired. But I did.
Yeah, sing a song.
My son is a pastor, so it just sound like him, you know. He uses a lot of scripture. So
I'd rather use scripture than my own thoughts.
It's all about Jesus. You know, right. If you can pick. How can you refuse him now? How can you refuse him now? How can you turn away from his side? With tears in his eyes, on the cross where he died. How can you refuse Jesus now? It's a storm.
Thank you for this message tonight, Lord. I pray that you help us all be that vessel of honor to you, Lord. Help us avoid being a vessel of dishonor. Lord, I do pray that you go before us tonight, Lord, and loose protection before us, and we have safe travels home. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.